This is Rick Renner reading the May 2026 teaching letter. Dear friend, greetings in Jesus' wonderful name. I'm excited about what I'm going to be sharing with you today, but before I get into it, I want to begin by saying thank you for being such an amazing friend and partner with this ministry. Just a few minutes ago, I prayed for you, and I asked God to pour His richest blessings out into every part of your life. Always remember that what you do is affecting people around the world who are crying out for God's Word. And what you do is so vital. You are truly our partner in this work of God. And my friend, we are really thankful for you. I'm especially thrilled to share that my newest book, Fulfilling Your God-Given Purpose, which is the Sparkling Gems from the Greek Guided Devotional Journey for Your Divine Destiny, is going to be released on May the 5th. And if you'd like to purchase a copy, you can call 1-800-742-5593 or go online at renner.org. But today, I want to talk to you about moments of trouble when calamity seems to unleash on us and emergencies tower like giants over our lives. It might be family turmoil, financial upheavals, health crises, relationship challenges, or any other really dire predicament. And it's often then that we discover the profound truth that reaching out to God in faith summons His presence and His help. And thankfully, emergency help is promised in Hebrews 4:16, which says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The words "help in time of need" are translation of the Greek word boetheia, an old word with a military connotation. In the time of the early New Testament, this word specifically depicted the urgent cry from a soldier who had fallen in battle. He was besieged, ensnared, or wounded in conflict. And when a fellow soldier heard his cry for help, he swiftly mobilized and moved to liberate his fellow warrior. And when this nearby soldier heard that cry for help in time of need, he spared no effort to do whatever was necessary to deliver his fellow soldier and to rescue and bring him back into a place of safety, security, and protection. And in Hebrews 4:16, the word boetheia is used to paint a vivid picture of divine intervention, and it describes how Jesus, like a mighty warrior, swiftly springs into action whenever we find ourselves in distress and call upon Him for assistance with unwavering faith. And with determination, Jesus charges forth to protect us and liberate us from our troubles. And for those who lift their voice in faith and seek help in their time of need, they can rest assured that Christ will spring into action and provide the urgent assistance that they require. God's faithfulness knows no bounds and extends even to those entangled in self-wrought troubles. For example, consider individuals ensnared by family strife or financial instability or health emergencies, relationship woes, and countless other challenges, maybe predicaments often created by their own actions or inactions. Yet despite having brought these predicaments on themselves, these people are not forsaken by God. In His boundless mercy, He responds and moves to liberate them when they call out in faith during their time of need. I have personally experienced such grace, and I'm sure that you have too. No matter the origins of one's difficulty, Jesus remains the steadfast shepherd who answers cries for help in time of need. Amen. So when life morphs into a relentless cycle of turmoil in which each day demands the improbable intervention of a miracle just to survive, the result is an existence steeped in despair. Enduring crisis after crisis is an arduous burden. And to illustrate my point, imagine facing turbulent financial waters where each new dawn greets you with the weight of fervent hopes for a reprieve, just for you to meet another emergency after that. Have you ever walked that kind of tightrope? If you have, you surely understand how relentless pressure can turn life into a grim endurance test. And occasionally, these periods are the result of our own choices. But there are also moments when they seem like direct attacks from forces determined to derail you. But when divine intervention finally arrives and an unexpected windfall materializes to temporarily lift you from the looming obstacle and your heart begins to overflow with gratitude, you are so thankful. But this momentary relief often acts like a band-aid or a short-term solution that covers the immediate need but fails to secure your future stability. Until that financial predicament is completely resolved and steps are taken to make yourself less vulnerable to falling into the same trouble again in the future, you will likely be swept up again into a vortex of anxiety, pleading for another miraculous intervention to carry you through. Dwelling in the midst of relentless turmoil of perpetual crisis is a real challenge. I can testify that over the years of our ministry, we've navigated the terrains of both financial plenty and financial scarcity. And in times of abundance, it's been easier to stay focused on our God-given mission. In darker hours, when we've experienced scarcity, we've raised our voices in faith and sought divine intervention while continuing our ministry activities and operations. And time after time, we have witnessed the steadfast mercy of God to meet our needs, allowing us to exhale a sigh of relief. But the roller coaster of stress, marked by relentless ups and downs circumstantially, is notoriously mentally difficult to endure, even if our hearts are full of faith and expectation that God is heard and is answering. And often such dilemmas in personal lives or organizations spring from our own missteps, be it ill-considered choices or inadequate planning. But in moments of divine intervention, when unexpected financial support arrives, our hearts swell with gratitude to God, to those He used to help us. But when individuals, businesses, churches, or ministries live in stability, which renders urgent and emergency prayers a rarity rather than a routine, they're able to shift their focus from survival to growth. And what a testimony, not just of God's present help to rescue, but of His grace to grow and sustain. The stories of God's intervention are wondrous and deserve to be shared, yet the most profound testimony is one can give witness to God's unwavering faithfulness, which transforms life's tumultuous roller coaster of up and downs into a journey free of stress. While miracles are awe-inspiring and necessary at times, they're not meant to be a constant lifeline. It is not God's intention for anyone to remain in a perpetual state of tension and emergency. And eventually a time comes when you must move from living from emergency to emergency into a higher state. God does not wish for you to live in this nonstop pressure cooker for the rest of your life. During Israel's journey through the barren wilderness, a miraculous provision appeared in the form of manna, a mysterious gift from heaven. And when the Israelites needed God to provide an emergency provision of food, they discovered that manna settled like dew upon the earth, and neither its origins nor its supernatural delivery were understood by anyone. And every time the Israelites gathered this sustenance and tasted its mysterious texture, they were indulging in a divine wonder beyond earthly reasoning. Indeed, in a spectacular display of mercy, God bestowed this otherworldly nourishment upon them as a testament to His care in their dire moments. Although other foods existed at their disposal, none could compare to the manna's miraculous essence that fulfilled their needs beyond the capabilities of mere earthly food. This extraordinary sustenance was a marvel that met every requirement as if tailored to their souls. God lavished manna upon His people, as is recorded in Psalm 78, 23-25, where it is written that God opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat. Well, determining the exact quantity of manna that cascaded from the heavens during those 40 years is beyond our grasp. But with the consensus among biblical scholars proposing the Israelites numbered around 3 million people, it is estimated that they required approximately 4,500 tons of manna daily to sustain themselves. Imagine a daily harvest of 4,500 tons for every day spanning those 40 years, which would mean an astounding total of 65,700 tons of manna supernaturally that appeared over that epic journey. Just imagine waking up to a city blanketed in 4,500 tons of fragrant manna, a miraculous feast gifted freely to anyone willing to step outside and gather it. The alluring scent would waft through the streets and draw people from their homes like moths to a flame. And if such an astonishing event happened today, it would spark an international frenzy. Scientists would descend from every corner of the globe to analyze its wonders, while journalists would scramble to capture the essence of this enigma. Major news outlets would buzz with excitement, chronicling every detail of this extraordinary phenomena. Yet for the children of Israel, this daily spectacle was as routine as the sunrise, a testament to the everyday supernatural miracles they experienced. A whole generation of young ones came into the world and grew up with the belief that it was perfectly normal for 4,500 tons of manna to materialize out of thin air each morning. The manna descended with such clockwork precision and with unwavering consistency that eventually the Israelites scarcely marveled at its arrival. And in a gradual fade from wonder to familiarity, the miraculous became mundane, its divine splendor blending seamlessly into their everyday existence, and the extraordinary nature of this heavenly sustenance slipped into obscurity, and this supernatural food, along with its supernaturally delivery system, began to be seen as a normal occurrence. But when the next generation entered the promised land, the daily manifestation of manna ended. For 40 years, God had intervened and met their emergency need. But a time came when, as Joshua 5:12 tells us, the manna ceased, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. They did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. In time, the wondrous supply of manna ceased, and God beckoned his children to embrace a more elevated way of life. God stopped feeding them from hand to mouth and required them to use their faith to conquer the promised land and to take fruit and their long-term blessing and sustenance for themselves. And the reason I share this is to remind you that while God stands ready to greet you repeatedly with emergency miracles when needed, his ultimate desire is for you to step up into a realm where you enjoy a vigorous and enduring life of faith, for daily living that's brimming with vitality. Fully living in a state of victory is a magnificent testimony to the glory of God. In Psalm 37:25, we read, "I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." What a powerful testimony. Yet few people today can lay claim to it. But such a statement demonstrates God's absolute faithfulness, and it brings honor and glory to his name. Well, I realize this letter today is a little shorter than usual, but it's packed with what God has put on my heart for you this month. And oh, how God wants all of us to step upward into a higher level of living that is better than living in a constant pressure cooker of stress. This is what I'm praying for you. But if you're in a tough place right now, remember that Hebrews 4:16 declares, "Let us come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And according to this Bible promise, Jesus is available right now to come to your assistance and to deliver you from whatever is assailing you. He really is a mighty warrior who will swiftly spring into action to protect you and liberate you from your troubles. And if you will lift your voice in faith and seek him in your time of need, you can be sure he will spring into action to provide the urgent assistance that you need. And I want to remind you that we're here to pray with you. And praying with you would be an honor for us. In our partner care department, we really take care of those who reach out to us. Denise and I and our team fervently pray for our partners and those who contact us with their prayer needs. And I assure you that if you need prayer and if you reach out to us, you will be scripturally and ferociously prayed for with faith that God will do what needs to be done. So please either call us at 1-800-742-5593 or write to us at prayer@renner.org to let us know how we can be praying for you. And we promise that whatever you share with us will be kept confidential. And please pray for us too as we step forward by faith to resist the devil, drive back darkness, and take the light of God's word to those who are crying out for it. This is our assignment, which you are a big part of, but we cherish your prayers as well. We love you, and we thank God for you. We are brother and sister, friends and partners in Jesus Christ, Rick and Denise Renner, along with Paul, Philip, Joel, their families, and our entire ministry team.